Ollie, some might suggest with the chances Galway had in the second half, that's a point gain for Harps.
Yeah, most certainly, Jeremy. To be fair, you know, with first 20, 25 minutes of the second half, Galway could have run right. They got a great goal. Kevin Devaney got a great goal. He caused us serious problems, mainly in the second half. But to be fair to our lads, we dug out and actually ended up with two great chances of their own to win it. But no, it's certainly a point gained, as you said, Jeremy.
Yeah, it was an awful change in the game all of a sudden after half-time, Ollie. Although just before half-time, Galway had a couple of chances as well.
Yeah, Galway came with the setup slightly different to what they normally do. And I won't say that caught us unawares because we addressed it at half-time anyway. But it didn't seem to make any difference because that was our worst period. They went narrow and you know, overcrowded the middle of the pitch. And look, their setup passes with an authority. And, you know, they have quality, they've serious quality, you know, all over the pitch. And, yeah, look, it could have been worse.
Yeah, and McCourt produced a wonderful pass to set Sean Houston up for that goal.
Yeah, it was a great pass, that's pretty quality. Like, you know, there's no point in me saying anything different. But Galway had quality too. I mean, Ronan Murray caused us a lot of problems, especially when he came the narrow side here on the right-hand side. Kevin Devaney, you know, has caused us problems over the years with a number of teams. And then he threw the middle. And, like, they're a proper side, without a doubt. And they'll probably go away a little bit disappointed they didn't get more than a point.
Yeah, well, listen, good to be up and running, Ollie. A vital point, even at such an early stage of the season.
Yeah, look, probably, you know, in all, you need to win a fair share of your home games, have any chance of staying in the division. But at, you know, 15 minutes into the second half, you'd have gladly taken a point, and that's what we got.
Yeah, so next up, St. Pat's. You've got to get back on the horse again, another difficult test.
Yeah, look, we've a bad record up in Inchicore the last couple of years, you know, so we know what we're going into. I don't think, you know, there's any easy game in it, but we'll have a look at what Pat's have to offer and try and set up maybe slightly different to what we did tonight. But it's a shame we're cover with, you know, there was a pitch was quite heavy. Credit to the ground staff for getting it playable the way they did, but it'll take its toll, and we need to recover before we go up the road on Monday.
Yeah, and you'll probably have to check out the situation with players being available. McCourt was key, came off injured. Ollie, I mean, that's probably a worrying situation.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But to be fair, you know, maybe unlike other years, I think we've have a panel there. You know, there's one or two that hasn't got a start yet at all that are proper players as well. So, you know, it's an ideal time maybe to shake things up a little bit and rotate, you know, a number of players. So we're in tomorrow, we're in on Sunday, and we'll see what the lads are like and make a call and then, like. Okay.